The evil genius behind the mask is back on the London stage, though he never actually left. Tonight, more than two decades after the mega hit The Phantom of the Opera premiered, Andrew Lloyd Webber's sequel opens in the West End. And reporter Jeff London says Love Never Dies will probably be coming to a stage near you.
When we last saw the Phantom, he had mysteriously disappeared from his lair underneath the Paris Opera, but he's back. Lush and romantic, Love Never Dies picks up the story 10 years after the chandelier-crashing events of The Phantom of the Opera. A love triangle between the deformed genius behind the mask, his beautiful muse, opera singer Christine Daae, and a dashing count named Raoul. The new show is set in New York's Coney Island, where the Phantom has become a rich impresario running a freak show. Christine now has a 10-year-old son who's a musical genius himself. Andrew Lloyd Webber says the idea of writing the sequel came out of a conversation with the set designer of the original 15 years ago.
I remember saying to her, you know, I think it's slightly unfinished business because all we do is we just leave a mask on a chair. And what happened? What did happen? Did Christine really live with Raoul happily ever after? I doubt it. So there had to be a continuation of the story.
Once there was a night beneath a moonless sky, too dark to see a thing, too dark to even try.
The original Phantom of the Opera isn't just the most popular musical of all time. It may be the most popular entertainment of all time. It's still running in London and on Broadway. It's been seen by over 100 million people in 27 countries, and the show has grossed over $5 billion worldwide. International Herald Tribune critic Matt Wolff says the anticipation for Love Never Dies has been almost impossibly high.
I think people are very interested because it's been a long time since Andrew Lloyd Webber had a big global smash hit, and he probably hasn't really had a global smash hit since the original Phantom, which was in 1986.
American director Jack O'Brien says following such a global smash has been both intimidating and irresistible.
I realized right at the outset that no one would thank us for doing this. I realized that we probably would never get critically a fair evaluation, because how can we? So what you're thinking about is being consistent, being honest, honest to the characters, honest to Andrew Lloyd Webber and his music. In other words, you don't think about the rest of it. You just don't.
And weeks pass and months pass, seasons fly. Still you don't walk through the door.
Andrew Lloyd Webber says he's poured himself into every note.
And I think Till I Hear You Sing is probably as strong a song as I've ever done. And I think it's a stronger song than the music of the night. I actually think that the score overall, for me, goes a lot further than the original Phantom.
I'll always feel no more than halfway real till I hear you sing once more.
Director Jack O'Brien says the evocative turn-of-the-century Coney Island setting provides a perfect backdrop for the new melodrama.
I took a little trip to Coney Island.
It was phenomenal, and it was Sodom by the Sea, and it was permissive, and it was a fertile ground for criminality. It was all of the best and worst early, nascent, hot stuff in America rolled up in one area. And what a great playground for the Phantom to come to.
Bathing beauty on the beach. Bathing beauty, say hello.
Whoa.
Still, it's the rekindled romance between the Phantom and Christine that drives the new show. Sierra Boggess played Christine in the Las Vegas production of Phantom and plays her in the sequel. She says the characters have matured in the new show.
This is high romance, but more grown up. It's not fantasy anymore. She's not singing on the rooftop to this beautiful man in a tuxedo. You know, it's sort of damaged love.
Jack O'Brien says at this point in Lord Andrew Lloyd Webber's career, he's already more than proven himself. But in many ways, Love Never Dies is the riskiest thing he's ever done.
It's like a late great romantic work that he is trying to deal with himself, his own self-knowledge, his own ghosts, his own past. I mean, you cannot not see him in the pigment of this piece, because he's back there behind his own musical mask, pulling the strings and hoping for, I think, acceptance.
Love Never Dies opens tonight at the Adelphi Theatre in London. It opens on Broadway in November and in Australia next year. For NPR News, I'm Jeff London in London.
Andrew Lloyd Webber tells Jeff London why he didn't want to quote from his own hit in this sequel to The Phantom. You can hear that and the title song, beginning to end, at npr.org. This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Renee Montagne.
And I'm Steve Inskeep.